I am joined by Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, hopefully things are going well for you today. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Just got done covering some swim meet up in Milton, along with the Panthers were going up against Pace.
There you go. How have Navarre football? I mean, Navarre football, they've been solid. You know, they obviously come off a stretch, you know, of games where, you know, you're learning a little bit about the team more and more, and obviously every single game matters in high school football, just as it does. I mean, in totality, it does even to the NFL level, but there's a margin in the NFL as well that you don't really have in college or high school football. What exactly have you learned from Navarre, particularly as it pertains to them being a team that can contend with all the star with all the star power that they have on their roster?
You know, I think one of the big things that, you know, stands out at this point, at least, is, you know, the way the defense is played. I mean, those guys, especially on Friday night, you know, things weren't going the greatest in the first half for Navarre. Tate had the ball most of the second quarter, and the defense made sure it stayed a one-point game. You know, for all the troubles they had, you know, offensively, the defense was able to keep Navarre in it. You know, they were only down a point at halftime, and then that opened up things in the second half. And the other big thing, you know, right now is just the running game getting going with DJ Love, especially. You know, he had 3 touchdowns the other night, and so if he can continue to run like that, he's going to be a pretty special running back, you know, in this area. And he's only a sophomore, so this Navarre team just has to, you know, their biggest games are ahead. I mean, especially with the district games. It's Gulfreys, Milton, and Pace. So, you know, that's really where they're going to learn more about themselves. But at least right now, defensively in the running game, both of those things are working pretty well for Navarre.
As far as the Pace Patriots as well and the area, I mean, they're a team that we talked about it last week. They've been one of the more impressive surprises, if you will, one of the more impressive teams in the area. Milton and of course Gulfreys had their big game. When we get into these, you know, these district games, how much scent can we take from these games as opposed to ones that happen 3 weeks from now? I mean, obviously the games matter, but are we, like, if we see an upset happen, are we sure that that team is really capable of pulling off multiple victories like that? Or if a team is not as good, or if a team falters, like Milton got off to a little bit of a slower start this year, that team is loaded with talent. Are we sure that they're not going to be able to storm back here and make a run at things as far as a playoff run is concerned?
You know, I think Milton, despite their slow start, and, you know, they played some pretty good football teams, their first 4 weeks. But I think, you know, the Panthers are certainly capable of, you know, riding the ship and, you know, having a good run in the district and having a say in how that district plays out and, you know, how the playoffs go as far as teams from that district that make it. And the same with Pace, you know, I know it was a tough loss for them to go on the road and lose to Crestview. I was a little surprised because they had the lead at halftime and then lost it. That hasn't been typical of Pace so far. But, you know, the Patriots are certainly capable of making a run in October as well in that district. I mean, it really is pretty wide open, and you pretty much got to have your A game. I mean, even Tate, you know, they might not be the favorite or anything in that district, but they played Navarre tough. And, you know, so if you don't bring your best game each week in that district, it's going to be tough to come out with a win.
UWF have conference play starting up this week against Delta State. This is a team that they got behind to last year, ended up storming back to win. I think that this team is not going to necessarily fall into that trap again. Of course, they are playing it at home at Pentair Field, which is great. And hopefully there'll be a great crowd there on Saturday. What is there anything in particular you're looking for from UWF to assert themselves early on against this Delta State team that is better than any other team that they faced so far?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Delta State is typically one of the top teams in the Gulf South Conference. They've competed for national titles in the past in their program's history. I think the big thing for UWF is, you know, see how they come out right, you know, early on in the game. If they can set that tone offensively with, you know, throwing the football around, and, you know, they obviously got some great receivers like Rembert and Durden, and, you know, Leggett has stepped up. And so, you know, can they establish that passing attack early? And the other thing is, can the defense keep, you know, playing the way it has. You know, it's forced turnovers. It hasn't given up a lot of points. Obviously, the competition hasn't been as good as, you know, what they'll see against Delta State. But, you know, Coach Shinnick always preaches being Gulf South Conference ready. And I think, you know, this is going to be pretty fun to watch on Saturday night. And I think UWF, if they play the way they're capable of playing on both sides of the ball, they should come out with a win. But, you know, nothing's going to come easy in that Gulf South Conference.
Absolutely right about that. And then I want to hit the Wahoos here real quick. Again, speaking with Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Wahoos dropped their opening game of the series against Montgomery. They got a win tomorrow. The good news for them, I would say, is that they got Yuri Perez back, and he'll be on the mound. For the load expectation for him, obviously, he had been on the IL for a little bit, and obviously the Marlins are going to take good care of their number one overall prospect. How many innings do you think we see out of Yuri? Obviously, the Marlins are going to give a pitch count, I'm sure, to Kevin Randall, but are we going to see, you know, 4 or 5 innings from Yuri, or do you think it's going to be similar to last night where we get 2 or 3 out of Yuri and then they move on to the bullpen and hopefully the offense can provide enough to force that third game?
You know, hopefully it can go 4 and 5, but, you know, for him. But, I mean, obviously, you know, those major league teams are cautious about their top prospects and how they use them. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if it's, you know, just 2-3 innings. But, you know, it'd be nice to get 5 if he's pitching well. Obviously, you'd like to see him throw 5 innings and, you know, set the Wahoos up for a chance to win. But, obviously, pitching is going to be key. You know, you got to have great pitching, you know, to win in the postseason, but you have to get those timely hits. And, you know, it's tough in the minor leagues because the playoffs are, they're such short series. So, you know, there's not much room for error, but the Wahoos coming back home, you know, I'm sure they feel confident, like they can steal that one and then, you know, force another game, you know, later in the series.
Absolutely. Again, and if they do win tomorrow, then they do play that game on Friday. And if they find a way to win the series, then they'll move on to play next week. Again, he's Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Appreciate the time as always, Brian. You have a good rest of the week and weekend. We'll talk to you again here soon.
Hey, thanks, Roger. Talk to you later.